Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Sarah Butler at Home podcast. This is episode 38, the first for 2022. So happy new year and all of that. Can you still say happy new year? Do people still say that? Yeah, we go with it. Anyway, we're still on a little break from live recording of the podcast. We're back next week and we promise lots of food, life stories, family secrets, laughter, your emails and Insta messages. But for this week, we've put together some clips, some quizzes, and we start with a little blooper where Sarah took a call just before we started recording one of our podcasts. I feel it makes me feel extra cool.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Will you just pull that thing in the microphone a little? Do you want to answer that?
Hi, I'm good, how are you? You what? I thought you were after saying I just got the ride. I was like, what? Oh, that's so funny. Annie Crack. That's great. Well, look, you go back to your riding. Bye. Oh, that's so funny. I shouldn't have said what I thought he said. I thought he said, I'm after getting the ride. But he actually said, I can't remember what he said, but it sounded awful like it.
And the mask.
Huh?
The mask falls again.
Oh, that is so funny.
Now, today I got a WhatsApp from you simply saying, doing stupid things.
Oh, yeah.
So, please tell us
Elaborate.
What stupid things.
I did a lot of stupid things this week. What did I do first? I had a chicken in the oven.
Right.
So I got my tea towel, because of course there was 15 million things going on. I was doing emails, I was doing this, I was doing that. And I was like, oh, the chicken. So I grabbed the tea towel and I opened the dishwasher and stuck my head in to grab the chicken. I was like, oh God, that's
in case really, anybody missed that now, she opened the dishwasher to take the chicken out.
Not the oven.
With
the tea towel on my hand. I was like, that's not bad. No, like, that's a whole new level. And just before I came in, I put a dishwasher load on. And like, you know, under your kitchen sink, there's always a press where you have all your
stuff.
Fairy stuff.
Yeah.
So I put the load on and went and got my dishwasher tablet from out in the utility, opened the press under the sink and fired it in, because that's what I do. I don't put them into the little thing that has the little door. That doesn't work in my one.
Okay.
That takes far too much time. It just gets fired in.
Okay, but you fired it into the press.
Into the press. And I caught myself doing it going, oh, Jesus. You need a holiday or a drink or a coffee.
Or both.
But I did take it to my Instagram people and we got some very funny ones back.
Some of these are brilliant. They really, really are. People share great stuff.
So there was one saying, almost brushed my teeth with germaline, and another girl went, brushed my teeth with Bet the Pan.
What's that?
It's like the really, Bet the Pan is what you put on wounds.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I actually did that at a hen, came back drunk, very drunk. And I brushed my teeth with, I think it was Imac.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell somebody had Imac with them. They must have had hairy lips or something.
No wonder you don't have hairy
like,
teeth.
On their face.
Jesus.
That they had like Imac with them on a hen. They were obviously waxing or taking hair off somewhere. But I came back and it was me.
Yeah, I can't go out unless I'm me Imac. You brushed your teeth with that?
Well, I put it on because it was in a tube, just like toothpaste. So I was like, this is grand, and squeezed it on, busy looking around me, and put it in my mouth. I then realised it wasn't toothpaste. But yeah.
When you lost the feeling of your tongue. Right, quickfire round.
Yay. I love the quickfire round. I always feel like I'm on like a TV programme.
You won't love this one because I've very little effort put into this today.
That's okay.
Fruit pastille or Malteser?
Oh, fruit pastilles, if I could eat them, yeah. But I get spots and mouth ulcers.
Did you ever try the challenge with the fruit pastille where you put it in your mouth and you can't chew it? You have to try and just let it sit.
No.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Really?
It's impossible. You'll have to chew it.
There you go.
Have to chew. And they do last longer than a Malteser, but a Malteser is nice as well.
Yeah, they are nice.
What did you say?
I went with the fruit pastilles because I went with them because I can't eat them. That's why I picked what I can't have.
Back scratched.
Oh, love a back stretch.
Or back massage.
Back massage is nice. Back scratch is nice too. God, that's a hard one, David. What would you pick?
It's something nice about a back scratch.
Yeah, there is, isn't there?
Depends who's scratching your back, I suppose.
That's true.
What's himself like a day old back scratch?
Well, he's good, but if I let him at the back scratch, then he'd think there'd be something else out of it. So, like, I'd sooner ask one of the kids to give me a back scratch. It wouldn't be long, my back wouldn't be long being scratched.
The back massage, yeah, I don't know.
Back massage is nice. It is nice and relaxing. Nice. As long as it's not too, like, ow.
But I know what you're like. It's 4 seconds into it, you're like, that's it, no, yeah. I'm done now with that, no. But a back scratch can be great, can be lovely. Lights on or off? If.
Right.
The room was full of snakes.
On.
Like, you want to see them?
Yeah, you would.
Oh my God, can you imagine the light being off?
Oh my God, the biggest spider in the world is in our house on the day of the communion.
Oh yeah?
I'm never ever leaving my windows on half latch ever again, and I'm trusting the heat recovery.
Okay, well, I've got, can I just tell you? They didn't come in the window. They're huge. There.
Well, Dermot reckons when he was power hose in the front door,
Dermot
that they came
tells
in.
You things.
He was giant. Dermot actually ran and got a shoe because he was like, I'm not picking him up with the tissue, and Dermot's like, not afraid of spiders.
No, he's not, no.
He was huge. He was the palm of my hand with ginormous body and legs.
Did you not put him on Instagram for his content?
No, I couldn't find my phone quick enough. I was afraid he was going to jump at me, so I ran up the hall.
We are this time of the year.
He was
people
so
say
big.
Conkers.
I didn't like to see him now in the house, and he was down at the bedrooms as well. Rosie's not doing her job.
Tear your teeth. it is the time of the year for them, but we would leave the light on. Of course, you want to see the snakes.
Yeah, you want to see the snakes.
Would you look at your husband's search history? Or let him look through yours.
I'd probably look at his, because it would just be
tractors.
Done deal.
In fairness, that's exactly what it would be.
I don't think I ever need to worry about Dermot looking up like xxxratedbigboobs.com.
No.
It's totally done deal.
Tractors.
Yeah.
What about yours?
Oh, I could be looking up anything. Like, my search history could be, I don't even know, like, let's see now.
Okay, let's check our search histories. Okay.
How do you check it?
So just call up your Google or whatever, and you'll see what you've been searching for. So I called up mine. So, for example, mine says Whistling Straits Golf Course. So I was checking out where the Ryder Cup has been played. Australian earthquakes, because there was an earthquake very close to a friend of mine in Melbourne. I was checking out our podcast charts to see how well we're doing. I was checking out a couple of Noel Gallagher wife, Liam Gallagher wife. I was, what are you, you're going way too far now. You're looking to, I was looking for conversation starters. And then I wanted a meme of the girl who does a kind of, she does a face and then she does a nice face. So she goes, she does this face and then she does that face, right? So I searched girl tastes cola makes face meme.
Oh, God.
And I got it.
Did you?
Yeah. So there's my search history.
Okay, I'll go through mine. So, how long to cook a 15-pound ham? Corley's Bell and Tubber menu, because we went for food the day before the communion to be fed, so I could go at it in the kitchen and make all the food.
Oh, she's at it again.
Can I half cook a curry?
Did you go at it on your own or did you get it together?
Can I half cook a curry the day ahead? I was going to half cook it, but I didn't do that then. Now, can you soak chicken in buttermilk for 2 days? Because I was going to bed and I went, oh, shite, I forgot the chicken is soaking in buttermilk. And then I had to go in and wash it all off and I was wrecked. 2021 calendar. Chevalier chairs. What else?
She's skipping over a lot of them.
Cork FM.
It's 96 FM.
Or 96 FM. Cavan and Supervalue Westport. I was back with them this week. I got to go behind the scenes.
Oh, very good.
In their
good
bakery. That was really cool. And then COVID testing. COVID test centre, Castlebar. So yeah, there's nothing really bad there.
No, there's nothing bad, lads.
No, there's not. There's not enough time to be looking at
I have
things.
A few Google questions for Matt from the homework.
Oh, there's another. Also, Photoshop command broke, so I was trying to figure that out.
We're okay. Anybody
we're
can
safe.
Look through our history.
Yeah,
we're fine. We've nothing to hide.
You can listen to us on our phones.
There's nothing to us to hide.
The men in suits.
We tell you the truth anyway. Let's be honest. We've nothing to hide. And finally, for now, nails down a blackboard.
Ooh.
Or lick a sponge.
Lick a sponge? What's wrong with licking a sponge?
This one came from Jane.
Oh.
So she must have a problem licking
the sponge.
You know
what really gets
me? Oi! Cotton mull.
Oh!
Yeah, that's cotton mull.
The school cardigans grinded between your teeth. Oh my God. And I actually do it and I'm like, why are you doing it? And I'm like, oh Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah.
It's like, I do it. I get the kids' cardigans and I grind them between my front teeth.
I can feel the squidginess.
But I keep doing it until it makes a squeak.
Oh, Jesus.
It's torture. That's like, that must be a form of Chinese torture. Yeah. So I'd lick a sponge anyway.
Well, sure. Well, let's lick sponges all day long. So if you've learned anything from this week's podcast, it's how to do a communion feast.
Yes.
It's to check your thermometer to see if it's working. It is to do pasta in an air fryer that'll make pasta chips. It's to not be a farmer because Sarah wasn't a farmer. It is doing stupid things are okay. We are all doing them at the minute.
Buy lemons.
Lemons solve everything. And also, you can lick a sponge. It's perfectly acceptable.
It's perfectly fine.
And don't let Dermot make breakfast. He'd forget about the sausages.
He'd forget
it. I have one more quick story for you. I was walking during the week, and I always carry a couple of masks just in case you go to a shop.
I don't know what you were going to say. You always carry.
And so I was going over the bridge, the lovely bridge.
Oh, good for you. I went into a shop. Sorry, I've just remembered, and I'm interrupting you. You continue. I'll tell you the story.
Yeah, I'll get to the end of this, and then you can tell.
Yeah.
And I was going over the bridge.
Yeah,
it was lovely. Look around me, lovely. Uh-huh. Mask flew out of my pocket. Oh. And did that. Just went over the bridge into the water.
Oh, shit.
And loads of people saw me doing
it. Oh,
no. So then I was like, well, I can't retrieve it.
What will I do? Will you do lots of animation action with your
hands? Damn it, and flipping bugger. So I had to walk away as a bit of a litter lout.
Oh, no. Well,
I couldn't get it.
What river was it?
Into the town, the lake.
Jesus, you're hardly going to jump in there.
Well, actually, I know, but I felt.
Of course, you felt that.
If I saw somebody else doing better, look at that litter load.
I know, yeah. Oh, no, that's what you get for Mr. Organising, carrying loads of masks. Because I went off over to the shop the last day. Let's go around with my basket. Really enjoying my shopping experience. And I got up to the till and I looked over at the guy behind the counter with his mask on. And I went, oh my god, and it's so funny the reaction when you do it. So I pull my jumper up over my nose. I was like, I'm so sorry, oh my god. And they were all running after me. They were like, your granddad. I was like, oh no. Everyone in the shop before me would have been like, look at your woman, no mask on her.
We were at the school one day, and
a year and a half later,
we were standing at the school, you and I.
Well, I forgot my mask that day too.
When the kids came out, eventually, just as we were going, I turned to you and I said, we'll see you tomorrow and you might wear a mask. You were like, oh my god.
It's awful.
Can you do magic?
No, why?
No, can you do magic? Was there? I don't know why.
Can you do magic?
I can do magic, yeah. I can.
Can you
have
make
you a coin?
Can you make the magic happen? I can make magic happen, but I can't do magic. My husband will tell you that. I can make the magic happen.
Tight, 50 cents. It's 50 cents.
What do you want? A 2 euro?
No.
Jesus, I couldn't please you now today.
You ready?
Yeah, go on.
50 cents.
Right, he's put it under his hand. And he's rubbing his hand around. Yeah. It's up your sleeve.
It's not up my sleeve.
Oh my god, how did you do that? You pushed it off the table.
No.
It's over here. I bet it's over there. It's on the floor! But that was very impressive. Is that why you had the cushion on the floor so it wouldn't make a noise?
We had a situation, I know you know about this, last night where one of our cats was outside and she's a bit
sitting on the top of a fence, like,
and
contemplating
life. James out the back on the phone to you, I think, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And a fox came around the back of the house.
Really?
I made a run for her. Yeah.
Okay.
And there was a bit of scraping and shouting and roaring, and I think Jane shouted at Fox, and Fox went away. And that got me thinking. We used to have a cat called Tiger, and Tiger was an amazing cat. He was brutally tough.
Yeah.
And one morning I was looking out the window, as I do, in the middle of the night, and I saw a fox eating Tiger's food. And the next thing,
yeah, remember this.
And the next thing I saw, Tiger running at high speed.
And he ran away, didn't he?
He high karate'd him into the face. And the fox ran away.
High karate to me.
He did, yeah, no, that's the word. High karate is also
such a pity you didn't get that in camera.
Aftershave. Do you want to just take that call? Do you want to just tune to the text?
No, it's all right.
Take your time. Do we need to wrap it up?
No, we're good. We're fine. We've got 10 minutes.
We've got 10. So 10 minutes from now to you collecting her.
No, well, I mean, I'm just texting him to see is he in town. So if he's in town, then we're okay.
I
wonder if I rang a taxi.
The amazing thing about podcasts is you can pause them.
Yeah, that's true. We could have just paused.
We could just pause now and you can go and get her and we can pick it up from this very point.
That's actually good. Oh, no, it's all right. He's in town. Okay, that's fine. Hold on. Can you
drop
get
her
Grace
to where we are?
Pizza Bro. and bring to me.
Sorry, listeners.
Now, you're sorry, getting a really good insight into my life.
This is brilliant. Where was I? We're cats. We went from favourite toys into cats.
Karate chopping foxes.
Quick fire questions.
You're great, David. You're great to be organised. Because if we were to come in here depending on me, I don't know.
It would just, you see, you know what you're great at?
What?
The little, tiny, little smidgen, keep them interested, little compliment. That's enough to keep them there for another week.
Thanks.
Am I right, though?
Episode 28, you said, was it?
Mario or Sonic?
Mario Sonic was really annoying. I'd love to get him in the bathroom.
That was Sonic.
Spiky head.
Yeah. Mario. Do you remember we got the Mario games first? Yeah. I can't find ours. Can't.
Yeah.
You're looking like you stole
it. I just did a big swallow there and I know that looked like I was guilty, but I have my own Mario game.
Yeah.
I didn't take yours. But remember, it was a big competition. What level are you on now? What level are you on our, like, was it a DS we did it on?
It was one of the, I don't know, when you open
thing,
up.
Like a kid's game.
Oh, I loved Mario. Mario was, yes.
Like, you could still play Mario. Like.
Oh, I would still play Mario. Yeah. Mario Kart, I'd play against the young ones. Would you wear pants that are 3 times too big or shoes that are 3 times too small?
Pants that are too big, David, obviously.
I mean, every shoe is 3 times too small for you.
Oh, you're so mean. Like, look at the Converse. I look like Krusty the Clown's friend.
They're nice
ball.
Converse.
I love Converse.
Can I borrow them?
Can I be owned?
Do you like my ones? You can wear my
Oh,
ones.
They're nice. Yeah. You won't get lost in the dark there. Lime green.
Hakuna Matata or YOLO?
I don't know. Either or. Hakuna Matata is what? The jungle?
No worries.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were talking about films. No worries or what's YOLO?
You only live once.
Oh my God, is that what that means? I thought that was like a thing, a person or like a reference to a TV show or something. YOLO.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you only live once. Oh my God. So when you see the hashtag YOLO.
Yeah.
Okay, right, I didn't know that. I need to go, seriously, go back to school on things.
Yeah, you're the one that's the queen of social media.
I need to up my game, I'm showing my age. Okay, so you only live once or no worries.
Yeah.
Is that not the same thing?
No, it's different. Hakuna Matata, no worries, and you only live once.
If I was jumping off a bridge.
You'd be going YOLO.
You only live once. Yeah, but the other one is saying, what was the
You get a letter from the bank saying you're in debt. Hakuna Matata.
I think you only live once. Yeah. YOLO.
YOLO. So
yeah.
You're going to be using that forever and
That's
ever
That's my
now.
New thing.
Would you trim somebody's hair?
God, I don't know what you're going to say there yet.
Might necessarily be on their head.
Okay.
Right? Or clip their toenails.
Or trim their hair. Obviously. Like, could you be more specific about where the hair is?
It could be.
I would trim somebody's arse hair. Over clipping the... It's the one thing. It's just gross.
Isn't it?
And your toenails get more and more gross as you get older. And they get grosser and thicker. And they're gross. They're like... They're like... Ginger nut biscuits.
Oh, shit. Whose toes have you been looking at?
Like old people's toes. They're gross. Like really old people. Like...
I don't know how that we got to the point where
we need to run more so our toenails fall off so we don't have gross toenails.
Stop
that
it.
Happened to me once. Did that ever happen to you?
No.
Yeah, my toenail. But you know what? It didn't hurt.
Baby or
one of mine. One of them, not the big one. One of them, but it just fell off when I used to be running. Remember, I did like great running when Grace was a baby. Mintler. And one of my toenails just fell off. And I always thought it'd be like sore, you'd have to bang it.
Yeah.
But it didn't. It just fell off and I didn't feel it.
And grew
no
back.
Toenail. And then it grew back. It's gross. But it's comforting that it doesn't hurt.
I think to answer the question properly, what you're deciding on the toenail, it's the age of the person. Because you've no problem cutting your kids' toenails.
No. That's
they're
it.
Nice
it's the appearance of it.
And you have to be careful with your kids' toenails that they're not getting in or getting, you know, they have to get underneath them and all that. But then if you're doing, you know, a 65-year-old man, it's different.
Yeah, you could take an
Who's been wearing there, a boot for...
Yeah. No, gross. Give me hair anywhere. I'll cut that.
Finally for this week. Odd-shaped nose.
Already have one.
Or odd-shaped ears.
Ears?
Because you can hide them with a hat.
Yeah.
Or hair.
Yeah. But I have a bumpy thing from when I got headbutted with a horse that time.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah, I feel that.
I know. She goes on about these problems.
Better.
You must go
when you're taking a picture, I have to kind of either straight on or look left. But if I look right, I look like Patrick from SpongeBob.
Go on.
So
I don't see it now.
See it there. Oh, see, yeah,
that's a real problem. That's right, real problem. Okay. I mean, is there somebody? Can we get surgery or something?
Shut up.
Like that? Jesus, I'd rather cut somebody's toenails than have to look at that snout.
I just have to be straight on to everyone. Straight on everywhere I go.
No side angles.
No side angles.
Oh my God.
As Jeremy said to me last night, you keep doing that thing with your lips. Stop doing that pouty thing you do with your lips. Himself and Grace killed me when I took a picture back.
Yeah, you do.
But I don't have lips, so you have to pout.
Pout.
And I'm like, shut up, they're friggin' taken now. The pictures are taken. I can't do anything.
So we would go with, we would have odd shaped ears because we have no problem with ears and we can cover them with a hat, which is really important. And
or you could be like a DJ because look at you with your headphones on. You'd never know.
Yeah. And you know what? If to be honest with you, my favourite part of me is probably my ears.
Is it?
Well, I don't know. I've never really thought about
it. Are you like seriously saying that your favourite part of your body is your ears?
Yeah, if I had to pick a favourite part of my body, there's not a lot else I'd be proud of.
Oh, for God's sake, David.
Yeah, finish with
violin again.
Oh, sorry.
What are you
sorry.
What are you doing?
Sorry, nothing, sorry. I was going to put on another video first.
Oh, sure, nobody wants to hear me.
Hi, guys, I hope you're all good.
Shut
today
off.
Today I am running through a really quick recipe for lovely scones.
Heard you look well. You look well in this video.
So why are you doing that? Honestly, I'm sick of hearing my voice. Stop it.
Time for our quick fire questions. Would you these are a bit ridiculous. empty a swimming pool with a cup.
Oh God.
Or spend an hour in a pool with 50 jellyfish.
Oh, I'd spend an hour in a pool with 50 jellyfish.
Would you?
Should you just sat there, they wouldn't go bothering you.
Okay.
Are they swimming around? Can I swim too?
Yeah. You can swim away from them like and
sure they wouldn't bother me. Why? What would you pick?
And you're okay with jellyfish?
Yeah, it's like when people are afraid of dogs. It's like, they're not going to touch you, like, if you don't go annoying them.
When I went to the sea, you know, and I run all brave into the sea during the summer. Yay! One jellyfish. Good luck!
No, but it's the underside of them that stings you, not the top. You can actually pick them up from the top. We used to do that as kids. You can scoop them up, and like, if that's... Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
Will that go bong?
It did in my ears, but it's okay.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
I keep hitting it. But your nose start bleeding. If you pick the jellyfish up, you can scoop them up so that they're like an upside down plate.
Yeah.
And you don't
but is there different? Is there brown ones and is there purple ones? And is there one that stings and one that doesn't?
The tentacles is what stings you.
Okay.
But the top of it doesn't.
Would you rather be in a real life Walking Dead?
Oh God, no.
Or Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park. At least if I'm going to get killed, I want to be squashed by a dinosaur, not eaten alive by a person.
Never watched Walking Dead. I've never watched The Walking Dead and I've never watched Game of Thrones. Ever.
I have to watch Game of Thrones. Walking Dead is good, the first few series, but then it gets a bit crazy.
I've never watched The Sopranos.
I've never watched The Sopranos either.
And everybody says you're mental because you'd love it. And I go, I've never watched it.
Started watching a really good thing on RT Player, Kin. I'm a bit late to the party.
Oh.
It's very good.
Okay.
Your
it finished last Sunday.
Is in it.
Yeah, it finished last Sunday night.
Yeah, really.
And
good
it got mixed reviews. do you know what we watched?
What?
We watched that movie that was set in Mayo with your boy.
Oh, James Dornan.
Jamie Dornan. And it was reviewed on Gogglebox.
Johnny Up the Road as he was in that. Yeah. Cause it was like...
Have you seen it?
No.
Okay. And it was reviewed in Gogglebox, Ireland this week.
And they said it was shocking.
Honestly, it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
The place looks great, lads. You've done a wonderful job with it. It couldn't be better. What on earth is going on in that movie?
I know.
It is one of the worst scripts.
Where did you watch it?
It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh, you've got all these things.
So do you.
Oh, do we?
You had it way before me, yeah.
I know, but that means I have to watch it on the telly and then I can't see it and I have to go really close to it.
Yeah, we watched it one night and we were like, oh yeah, I'm getting my eyes tested too. That's another one,
no.
Thanks to you.
Jeez.
Would you
Why is it thanks to me?
Because I put on your glasses one time and I could see clearly.
I know, it's so funny every time you put them on, it's like, oh God.
Oh my God, it's like HD.
I know, it's like HD. It's like, oh, that's what those things on the air wear all the time.
Would you rather be in a fight club once a month or a book club every day?
A fight club, is that where you can go and beat people up?
Fight.
Yeah, totally, I'd love that.
Yeah, it'd be good, wouldn't it?
That'd be some way of kind of getting out your...
Aggression,
wouldn't
it? We've plenty of that by this. I think people who listen to this podcast go, they're two very angry people.
Very angry. Everybody's angry.
They're very, very angry. Baby shark stuck in your head.
What? Sorry, I think I just like lost my mind. What did you say? Baby shark stuck in my head.
The song.
Oh.
Baby.
I had a vision of a baby shark. I was like, how is he stuck in my head? Is he inside my head or is he just like half in my head? Like... Talk about about taking something literally.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, really? I don't know how I'm not walking into walls. Go on.
Baby shark stuck in your head. Baby shark. Or Dancing Queen.
Dancing Queen. Dancing Queen. Baby shark's pain in the ass for song.
Oh, I woke up at one this morning. Something about a zoo. It was stuck in my head.
Hate that.
The humpy back camel and the na na na.
Why were you watching children's cartoons?
No, I wasn't. I don't know where it came from.
It just came into your head.
But it was there when I woke up and I came downstairs humming it. And then I said to Jane, there's a song stuck in my head. It's something to do with the humpy back camel.
What did they say you should do as a 25-year presenting breakfast show DJ?
Of what?
What should you do? Because we shouldn't be an expert now on this. If a song comes into your head.
And, if you're stuck with you,
what do you do?
Oh, I'd be the worst person for that. I'd go around. What I would do is I'd be a bit like a yawn, so it's contagious.
Yeah.
So I'd give it to you.
Okay. Yeah.
And then it'd be gone from me.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, oh my God, going home today now. You'd be going, humpy back cam. Or baby sharky shark.
I hate baby shark. Such an annoyance.
I had a bit of fun during the week. I had just a little bit of time to my hand. You might need your headphones. Yeah, put your headphones on. So I was wondering.
I look like a real DJ now.
I said, I wonder what it'd be like if you changed our voices ever so slightly.
Oh God, I hope you made mine deeper.
So I took some of the clips that we used from our podcast last week and I played around with them. Here's one.
No. But you know I'd bat to you in 2 minutes, so go on. You're very lucky there's a microphone between us.
I kind of like it.
You ready for another one?
I suppose it's going to be me being slagged again, is it?
No.
Go on.
Oh, it's not working. Number two now. No, number two won't work.
How many years did you say you're DJing? 22, was it?
Number three.
It's definitely very filling with all the work that I've put into it.
But it's actually really annoying. Like, do I sound like that? Because I want to punch that person in the head.
We'll do the first one again. Why won't you work? You broke it.
No. But you know I'd bat to you in 2 minutes, so what? You're very lucky there's a microphone between us.
Did you change your voice as well, or is your voice Norman in the background?
Oh, no. My I did it to myself as well. My voice.
Unless it's cider, I've no interest in it.
Oh my God, you sound like someone, an old man in a pub.
Why can't I get the other one? I have to find the second one. I'm going to do it. You can give our contact details while I try and find this.
Yes, so if you do want to send us a message or a question or ask us anything at all, you can pop me an email at sarahbutlerathome@gmail.com and my Instagram page is sarahbutlerathomeofficial if you want to pop me a message there. Anything at all. Have you had a bad day this week? Are you an overeater or an undereater? Or have you tried to get into the wrong car?
I found the clip a long time ago, but I'm just you're talking.
I did well.
I need to get a younger presenter. This is what I have to put up with every Saturday when I come in here. So you have been like a pig.
I don't like that person. Please tell me I don't sound like that. That's like a really annoying person's voice. Was my voice still annoying even though it's higher?
No!
But did you know I'd bat to you in 2 minutes?
So you had a quiet week at work then, yeah?
Actually, this week was one of the busiest weeks I've had in a lot of years, but that made me smile.
So
yeah, it was worth
funny.
It. It was worth
can
it.
Can I take these off?
You can take them off now. Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I got a little quiz for you.
Oh.
It's not our quick fire. This is a totally different quiz.
Okay. And someone did his homework.
Yeah. So it's a quick quiz to see if the grey matter is working.
Oh God, I don't know now.
Or if you're 3 hours at the hairdresser. I was going to say barbers. 3 hours at the hairdresser's has left you just empty.
Go on. Right.
I will give you two words. Sorry. I will give you two words that will give you a clue to a celebrity.
Oh God, I'm shite at these games.
Yeah, and I've even got music for it, but you can't hear it because you don't have headphones. But you'll hear it afterwards. It's very good. So tension music. So
okay.
Right. So I'll give you two words.
I already need to go to the loo.
You got to tell me who the people are. The boss.
Bruce Springsteen.
Correct. Clean friend.
Monica.
Yes. You're getting through these way too quick. I've got way more tension beds to build.
Okay, I'll pretend I don't know.
This is a tough one. Big Woody.
Woody Allen.
No. Big Woody.
Tom Hanks. He was
yeah.
Woody. He was a Woody voice in...
Toy Story. Woody, yeah.
See, I'm just so clever.
He starred in the movie Big.
I'm going to lose the next one now.
God. Oh, I thought he was the voiceover for Woody in Toy Story.
He was.
Oh, he was too.
But,
okay,
so,
okay.
But he also starred in a movie called Big, so yeah. Big Woody. Northern actor.
Jamie Dornan.
Well, obviously I was going to get that one.
Sweary chef.
Gordon Ramsay. That's a good game.
Old Blue Eyes.
Oh, Frank Sinatra.
Oh my God. I've one tension bed.
Jesus,
right,
David, did you think I was awful pick?
Second tension bed is here.
This is good to know the level of knowledge he thinks I have.
Two more.
I reckon Grace would have got them. Go on.
Bon Jarrig.
Pink. Oh, Jesus. I did go to an Irish school for a couple of years.
My final one. This was a complete waste of my
time. And you'd know that, like, even if you didn't go to an Irish school, it's the first thing you learn. Go on.
I said she'll never get Bon Jarrig. I said she'll never get that.
Jesus, that's great. Do you think I'm totally thick, like?
No, I don't. But I think I wouldn't have got it. I said, well, if I get it, I'm a DJ for 45,000 years.
I'll do this next week if I have time.
You lies. Police frontman.
Sting. I like the game. You just need to make it a little bit harder.
Can I go home now?
So I got them all right.
You did.
What's my prize?
Do you know, a thump in the face. Do you know how long that took me to put together?
Have you got loads of tension music now?
It's gone. I've tried to get rid of it.
Okay, well, just put a gap between my answers. So hold on, we can record this. Oh God, I don't know that. Let me think.
I might use clips from the old shows. Oh, David, I'll batter you.
Oh, David, these are really hard. I don't know. What's Bon? Bon Jarrig? What's that?
Take back anything you say or hear any conversation about you.
Probably take back anything I say, because I don't know if I'd like to hear what people are saying about me.
You know? They really say nice things about you.
Are they? Shy?
She's
there's
lovely.
Probably a few pins.
There's people say to me all the time, say, isn't she doing great? Isn't she doing great now?
But I'm sure there's equally people going, she's a bit of a pain all that one. It's only now. Natural. That's fine. That's fine.
Her food is rotten. She doesn't do anything vegetarian. There's no fish.
The vegetarians really don't like me. Is there anything you can do vegetarian? No. What can I substitute the cream for? Cream. Can I take out the butter? No. If I don't have sherry, can I use wine? No. Go buy the bottle of sherry, you'll use it again, or you can just drink it or freeze it.
Would you... Oh, we don't want that one. Or take back anything you say. Yeah, because things come out of our mouths sometimes. You go, shouldn't say that.
And I'd sooner not know what people are saying about me.
Yeah, yeah. But they'll talk, and they'll talk.
Kill them.
Do you ever get burning ears? You know your ears are burning.
No, I don't believe in that.
But do you not?
No.
Right. We will chest it out later on this evening.
Oh, yeah, I do. Sarah's got around with a bottle of wine ice on her ear.
My ears really burning. Go back to the past. Oh, this is a good one. And this is our final one.
He's just held his hand up like.
Well, this isn't a
praise
good
one. Praise the Lord.
I don't know why
praise
I've bothered.
Praise the Lord, we've got a good question.
Of all the work
we've
I've done this
question.
Week. Would you go back to the past and meet your loved ones that have passed on? Okay?
Yeah.
Or you go to the future to meet your grandchildren?
Well, I go to the future to meet my grandchildren because I've already met my loved ones that have passed on. So I've met them already, but I haven't met my grandchildren. What would you do?
Is there nothing that you'd want to go back and ask them about now?
Well, not if it sacrifices not meeting my grandchildren. Would you not like to meet your grandchildren, David?
Yes, I would love to meet my grandchildren. Hopefully they'll all be wonderful and beautiful people just like me.
Yeah.
Just
like your grandfather who used to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my God.
He was on the radio. Was your grandfather on the radio?
The last thing I had today was instant dislike of people.
I think instantly David dislikes me right now.
No, I don't. But there is the thing that we get is where we instantly dislike people.
Oh God, yeah. People that you don't even know.
Never met them.
Never met them.
Never spoke to them.
Just don't like them.
Don't like them.
Yeah.
Just
did you ever not them. Like someone and then get to know them and become really good friends with them? That's happened to me in the past.
You.
I literally left him with a fry.
No wonder he's been saying to me lately, I've no pain in my side.
No, do you know what he started? He started taking the turmeric. Crap.
Yeah.
You're very lucky I didn't say a bad word there. Turmeric.
Yeah.
Shots.
Yes.
And they're doing a great job.
And ginger. Were you putting ginger in it?
Ginger and turmeric in it. You buy them frozen. I got them in Super Value. In a bag.
Right.
Off Landy.
So what do you do? Just take that in
shot.
Water.
You do a shot. He does a shot of that and I do a shot of gin. Every morning and we're set up for the day. He's happy. I'm happy. Works really well for any marriage. I'd advise tries the shot technique relationship advice.
If one of us is ever so slightly drunk all the time, things are okay. Not too much, because you might get tick. Quickfire questions.
Okay.
Not celebrate Christmas or not celebrate your birthday?
Not celebrate my birthday. I'm not a birthday person.
Neither am I.
Don't get it.
Couldn't care less about my birthday. People really put a lot into their birthdays.
Yeah.
I've never been a birthday person. I prefer Christmas a lot.
Yeah, definitely love Christmas.
A nose that glows like Rudolph or pointy ears like an elf?
Pointy ears? Could be kind of cool.
Oh, yeah.
Set a new trend. People get that done, you know. They
get their ears pointed.
Yeah, they get their ears pointed. It's a thing.
Stop.
I think it'd be kind of cool. I could dye my hair white and put really blue contacts in and I'd look like a white walker. You don't know what a white walker is because you don't watch Game of Thrones. You know the scary guys with the blue eyes. You would have seen pictures of them.
Well,
or an elf. You could be an elf.
What would
you like?
Well, I wouldn't want a big red nose.
Yeah.
You were saying he's
what
on the whiskey.
What did Thomas say to me during the week?
Who hey, are you?
I don't know, Thomas. I don't know who I am anymore. Hairy arms or hairy legs? That's what he said to me. Oh. Hairy arms or hairy legs? Or was it something else? It was hairy something or something.
Stop. We're back to Gwyneth
Paltrow's
candle.
No, it wasn't anything. Anyways, go on.
Get socks for Christmas or get a dictionary?
Oh, I don't know what you're going to say. Get socks or get a dictionary. Socks. Always. Love socks.
Yeah, love socks. Great present.
Fluffy socks.
Be locked in a room with someone that hates Christmas. Or be locked in room with somebody who's a Christmas fanatic.
A fanatic. Dermot says the last day. Christmas song came on at 7:30 a.m. and he just went, I beepin'.
Is that on my show?
I think so. He said, I beepin' hate this music this time of year. And I was like, Dermot, it's Christmas.
Yeah.
But because he's doing jobs for people, he said, I hate it because everybody wants to do it for Christmas. And
everybody's
in panic. So he said, when I hear the Christmas songs, it's like, oh my God, that just means people are going to be annoying my arse to get stuff done.
We start our Christmas music on the 8th of December, always have done. And I traditionally start with the same piece of music. Every 8th of December, I start with the same piece of music. And the first text I got was from a guy, or a girl, I don't actually know. It was a guy or a girl. And said, please don't play those god awful, horrific songs.
Oh, no.
Used a bit of line language and then started Mariah, Band Aid, Shakin' Stevens. And I went, normally I wouldn't play those until closer to Christmas.
Yeah.
But, buddy, I'm going to play all of them today.
Absolutely. And what was the first song you played?
Oh, it's the first song I play every year is Paul McCartney, or as you like to call him, Paul McCartney.
From up the road, Paul up the road.
Paul up from down there, he's down in Derry Monish. And a wonderful Christmas time.
Yeah.
That and Paul, because I love Paul McCartney. You love the Frog Chorus. I love the
week,
Pipes
yeah.
of Peace.
Yeah,
I love it.
I love Christmas songs.
Yeah, so
it
do
doesn't
I.
Doesn't seem Christmassy.
And you know something? Every now and then, I was in the car the last day coming home with Joseph, and Fairy Tale of New York came on, and I was like singing along with Joseph, and there was actually a word in it that I've been saying wrong. I can't remember which one it is, but I've been saying wrong for since 1985.
No way.
I was going, God. Oh, I always thought it was something else.
There you go.
And you can get into it, so just get into it.
I have to get into it. Yeah, we need something.
Buy into it, lads.
It just feels like it's February and we're celebrating Christmas. It's a bit weird. Yeah. Like when a Christmas song comes on the radio, I'm like, God, it's not Christmassy at all.
Are you not feeling Christmassy yet?
Not at all.
Are you not? Oh,
not in the slightest.
Maybe next week at our Christmas party.
Maybe. I'll have to get a Christmas jumper.
Yeah, I have one of those too. And finally for this week, be naughty or be nice?
Be nice. I think we all need to be nice after the year we've had. But you can be naughty too.
There's a bit of naughtiness in you.
Naughtiness is alright, as long as you're not hurting anyone.
As long as you don't get caught
with
your naughtiness, you'll be alright. But I think be a little bit nicer to each other.
Be nice, because people have been shitty to people at Christmas, and retail workers, I feel so sorry for them.
Yeah.
I'd definitely be up for assault. I'd say people are so rude they would walk on top of you.
Yeah.
I actually went into Dunn's the last day and I had a few bits picked up. I just went to pay and there was like 25 people. So I just left it all back and I walked out.
I just can't. I had that ultimate feeling the last time when we had the big trolley done. I got there and I was, imagine if I don't have my money. What would you do?
I know, my ATM card is ready to snap in half. Look at it. Look at this. And I was in a shop the last time going, same thing. Imagine if this snapped in half and I have no other way of money. Look.
Okay, that is bad.
Yeah.
That is really
bad.
It's
ready to go. And they're like, that'll be 350. You can tap it there. Sorry, I need to put the thing in. Cause
oh,
it's
no.
We so I can't tap. I have a second one here, but I went in and I didn't do what it was meant to do.
I'm getting all the messages from my bank and stuff saying, you know, your card's
careful.
Limited.
Yeah. You're very careful.
It's really.
A lot of fraudsters going
isn't it unbelievable, though? They get
well, it is unbelievable. Isn't it unbelievable, David?
I'm going to go on the radio and talk
go
about
on
it.
The radio there now. Ring Tommy Maron.
He's you know, they have the things, they come on to your official bank. Stuff
yeah.
And tell you things and you're like it looks
so legit. No,
don't do it. That it now.
I think so.
What's our plan for the week ahead?
I don't know what I'm doing now. Never mind the week ahead.
I don't know what I'm doing the rest of the day. Hope you enjoyed some of our little clips from our podcast from the last 9 months or so. Anyway, that is it for this week. We're back with live recordings, hopefully, fingers crossed, from next week. Don't forget you can get in contact through Sarah's Instagram. The email is sarahbutleratholme@gmail.com. And of course you can find us on Twitter @ butlerpodcast. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.